Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Whoa, hello everyone. We're back. It's Wednesday. It's Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro here with some friends, and I've got a lot of callers calling in, and I say we. I'm here with my wonderful friend. Those of you know her from our Wednesday night, the Wild Certified Medium, Certified Psychic, Certified Tarot Reader, Certified Reiki Master, Psychic Healer from the coast of Maine. She was born with this amazing gift of sight and has been reading professionally for over the past 25 years. Let's welcome the phenomenal, fun, wild one, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I mean, we actually have like a spring day today. It's awesome.
In Maine in March, you're having a spring day. What is that? Actually, 48 degrees? What are you going to say?
Well, like 55 degrees.
Oh, my God. Now, those of you know, I'm in Tampa, Florida, right? I'm in D.C., and I've got the heater kicked up, and I'm just sitting here waiting for everything to just kind of go into a little bit more of a warmer weather. And Dina's out there just enjoying it. I hope you guys are doing it tonight. We're going to be talking about luck and what makes your luck and what makes it unlucky. There's a lot of things that people will swear by. Some people won't even buy a certain stone or wear a different color, or will wear a color because of the luck. And this is Psychics Gone Wild. For all of you new listeners, you want to get in on the show, you call us at 773-897-6461. We are fun and we're ready to go wild with you. We'll give you that psychic reading right over the air. We will be giving a lot of friends' attention that have wrote in. We'd like you to go to psychicsgonewild.com. That's our website. Check it out over there. We give away a little prizes over there. So you go over and contact us there and put in your name, and you might be a lucky winner. Tonight we're going to be giving away a psychic reading. So for those of you who've discussed this, we're going to start it right off, Dina, with some of the emails. I have got to write into you guys in Psychics Gone Wild. You guys are talking about luck. It scares me. I think that psychics are unlucky. For 20-some years, every time I've had a psychic in my restaurant here in Massachusetts, odd things have happened. We've tried it over and over. The big joke is here at Big Gents that if something comes in that isn't really right, it's usually got a psychic connected to it. So I'm sending this to you, Jethro. Explain to me how you did all those years of food service, and now you're a psychic, and you scare me. I don't want you to come over and eat at my restaurant. Okay, I disagree with that. Dina, what do you say? I don't feel that psychics are unlucky. I do feel that they're bad if you're a liar or an odd person, because we're going to expose you. Unlucky.
Yeah, no, definitely not. We're not unlucky. That's where fear sets in. If people fear you or are afraid of you or afraid of psychics, then you're going to fear that and feel unlucky about it. You're going to have a negative feeling with it, a connotation with it. So it's all on what you think and believe. It really is. And the majority of us are good. Well, you know, there are some out there that are not so good, but the majority of us are good.
I agree. And now, joking now, those of you know that lucky, like you can rub a Buddha's belly and it will bring you good luck. I, for years as a teenager, used to tease, no, not my belly, don't get the wrong idea. I used to joke about people could touch, or if they held my hand, that it would be very lucky. And I started that pattern, and it began to manifest into an energy that not only is, those of you who know that I read palms, but I touch the hand, and it became a very good pattern that some of you may not have known, that it became a very lucky symbol. And I was teased back in the day, especially growing up with this. So this friend that's writing me from this restaurant, I think, is actually jealous of the fact, if I remember right, when we were going to school, you had a lot of troubles in math, and I was the one who helped you because I could actually read our wonderful teacher's mind and tell you what was going on there. So I know that I was pretty lucky for you and got you through, you know, high school. So we're just going to tease you a little bit there and go with it. We are talking about lucky, and tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about the gemstones and the crystals, but Dina, I know that you have a unique symbol and something that you carry from a phenomenal healer. Can you share and let us in on that?
Yeah, probably about close to 4 years ago now, I started going to the amazing healing gaze of Braco, B-R-A-C-O, and he is from Croatia, and he gazes, you know, you gaze with him through, so it's just eyes, you're just looking into his eyes, and to be incredibly healing. So I went my very first time about 4 years ago, and I had the most profound experiences, and my life has changed since then. But part of what he did, he created this, what you call a sun, the sun symbol, that he sells. It's jewelry that you could only get at one of, if you go to one of his gazings in person. And so it's a 13-sided sun, or 13-pointed sun, I should say. And that's supposed to stand for all the different religions unifying as one, so that we're all just one. And it's made of gold, and it has a diamond in it. And so I decided I'm going to buy one of those. So I wear it. And now I'll tell you, I wear it every day. I don't take it off. And ever since, it's most incredible. I've had a lot of luck. I've had a lot of miracles and blessings. And the best feeling, and it's supposed to be very healing to wear it. And I've even used it on people in my healings, and it's really helped. So that's my lucky symbol, I would say.
I know, very phenomenal. Those of you tune in, I know that when Braco's one of the individuals who works with Dina and some of the work there, you know, we had such a phenomenal show and a lot of healing. Dina, you've always been able to do the healing ability, you know, from afar or within the personal energy. Have you noticed in the last couple of years that I've had a lot of speculation and people who are doing theory on that it's very lucky now to actually have a psychic cleansing, that it, you know, the balancing of chakras was known for quite a while, that they've proven that when you have a balancing, and those of you tuning in, we're talking about psychic work, someone will balance your chakra, they'll balance the yin and the yang and make sure that all seven chakras are flowing in a positive way. Now they're saying that if you actually have a cleansing or a healing, that it's very lucky and that it can bring positive things to you.
Oh, gosh, yeah, absolutely. That's what I do. I do healings and I do cleanses. And what happens is a lot of times when you start feeling unlucky or frustrated or feeling blockages, it's because you're all blocked up, your energy's all blocked up inside of you. So you go to a healer, such as myself or Jethro, and we clear it out. Like Jethro says, there'll be all the chakras you clear out. You clear out all those energy blockages because they can go not just where your chakras are. They take hold in different parts of your body. So you get a clearing, and then all of a sudden you feel lighter and life starts to flow easier. And also, if you have, it helps a lot of medical conditions too, you know, if you've been getting ailments and this and that. Because that's when the blockages, that's what happens. It starts to manifest in different parts of your body so that you do get ailments and you can't figure it out. Why am I tired? Or why does my body hurt? Or, you know, stuff like that. Why do I feel sick all the time? So when we clear it out, that's when it puts you on a better, you know, your path, back to your path of where you're really supposed to be.
I love it. And we've got Chris Bryant writing here from Des Moines, Iowa. I've got to tell you, Dina, I've always felt lucky, and I feel lucky when I listen to you on the show. The problem is my wife said if I ever get that lucky, I won't walk. So I got to go back to being good. I just want you to know I find you a very nice person. And if you ever are in Iowa, please look us up here. I have a lot of friends here, and I'm sure that they would enjoy the readings. I, for one, am a fan of yours and a truck driver who listened into iTunes with you, Jethro. Jethro, you've got to tell me what is going on with you. I've had a couple of times I listened to your show, and you don't seem your happy self. I don't know what to tell you. I feel my happy self. I feel like I'm very much working here. And those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We've got some friends coming in tonight. We're going to be adding a bunch of more people on and some more fun ones. So be careful if you call in tonight. I got to warn you, we are working with a new ratio of individuals, and those people are all of our fun ones. So make sure you call in, thepsychicsgonewild.com. I don't know. I thought I was still there. I have had a lot of serious stuff, and maybe that's what you're picking up. I've had people tell me that they've noticed over the years on the show, and I think that's it. Me and Vina were doing this back with, you know, we were talking about Lucky, and I had someone, I remember when we did our first show before, people were, I was a little embarrassed about even saying Lucky. My mind automatically went to, you know, you're trying to get Lucky, and we were teased so much that I think you guys have seasoned me. I think that actually you've taken off a little of that, you know, that little bit of a shell that I have as a person. I used to kind of be, I was raised in a very rural place, so I don't know. Dina, do you feel that I've changed too much the last shows? I'm not...
Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment. But I know what's going on with you. So I know you've got a lot on your plate. So sometimes your energy, you know, you can feel it. So, but I don't know. I still see the fun side of you, but I can also feel your energy can get stressed or heavy. And that's probably what he's feeling. I'm thinking he's feeling. But definitely still fun.
We're going to start out with those of you tuning in tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about those little babies born there in April. They're starting at the last of March into the first of April. That's Aries. And they're lucky. Their stone, their what works with them real well, is red. Rubies, bloodstone, carnelian, excuse me, and even rose quartz can help those Aries people tap into those things. So if you're an Aries, carry a few of those stones. It never hurts a rose quartz, any of us, to carry one. I mean, I know as a healer that I love the unconditional love that rose quartz does. Dina, do you use rose quartz at all with any of your lucky things that you work with?
I do use rose quartz a lot. I use clear quartz and rose quartz quite a bit. But rose quartz, oh, I highly recommend, because to me that is the peaceful of all the stones. You know, it does speak to your heart chakra, the love, the whatever. But it softens, it balances, it does all kinds of things. It brings femininity back into you if you're female, you know. It clears out some walls you have up sometimes. So it's a very good stone, very lucky, very good, very loving.
And going right along here, you guys that are tuning in, we're going to go right into, after that, you look at the last of April, into the first couple of weeks of May, almost about the 21st or 22nd, is Taurus. And if your birthday's there, you're an earth sign. You vibrate very well to the vibration of green, which, of course, is emeralds. You know, get your man to get you some emeralds. Often suggested sometimes with them also is blue, like sapphires, lapis lazuli. Now, lapis lazuli is a very positive stone and is used for psychics. It's been said that if you have a woman that is gifted like Dina with lapis lazuli with her, that you will never want for anything. I don't know, you know, how lucky does that sound? Does that sound like somebody trying to pick you up in a bar?
No, lapis is good. Lapis to me is like a grounding, you know, grounding stone. That's what, when I carry it, that's what I feel. I just feel like very just grounded and earthy, and it's really cool. So I like it. But emerald is, they say if you carry an emerald around or wear one or what have you, it's abundance. So abundance will come to you.
Perfect. Now, following right along, you guys, we'll be going into the last 2 weeks of May, at the last of May into the first 2 weeks of June, we have Gemini. Gemini is the one that needs to have crystals. They will say that they're very inquisitive individuals. Geminis, it can, to keep them energized, which I laugh, they always say that, and I think anybody who's ever had a Gemini around realize they're pretty energized on their own. They're very able to multiple task, talk, positive, very fast, very efficient people. They love do well with citrine. Citrine's a business stone. Peridot, agate, tiger eye, which is a very protective. Now, I do know that any of you who are into business, citrines don't have to cleanse themselves. So you can carry a little citrine with you in business. I've done it for years at any fairs or anything, and it will always bring business. It's just a very positive stone. Dina, we're really here, right here. Have you ever used any stones to bring any money into your life?
Well, like I said, I used emerald before, and I used gold. Gold and emerald has brought money. It depends, like, as far as, like, the healing stones, the natural stones, those sort of things, I don't think it's any one in particular. What I do is I lay them out. I have mine or whatever. I have a bunch of them. And the one that I'm drawn to is the one that I carry. And that usually works. That's the one they're telling me to, that's going to bring that abundance. Say I'm looking at my stones and I say, okay, give me the stone today for abundance. And that's the one that will jump out, and that's the one I carry. So I think it's different, you know.
I love that. And those of you following along, we're just still going into the astrology. You know, your astrology, Cancer, is just about the last of June. About the 22nd, 23rd, we start to change going into Cancer. You can always tell about the 21st, 22nd is when all the signs, some go into the 19th, but about in that area, the last 2 weeks of it in June and then the first couple of weeks of July into the 21st or 2nd is Cancer. Now, that's a moonstone, obviously, because Cancer is ruled by the moon. Also recommended is Emerald, which Dina was talking about earlier. I do know, and I apologize, you guys, I'm a little bit of a throat thing. I think Dina's healing me as we're going through tonight. I've had a little bit of a throat problem tonight. My blue's not balanced. So those of you who are tuning in, if you look at the fact of their energy, thank you. As it going into the energy, it's like the emerald, but it's also worked there. Crystals like the adventuring and amber. Those of you who know the resin of wood are used for that. These stones will help in nurturing your side while protecting and strengthening you. Our Cancers are known for being very sometimes sensitive, very good homebodies, very positive individuals, but of the water signs, they're one of the more sensitive ones. Following right along, we go into Leo. I think someone's trying to shut me up, too. It's not Dina, what helped me here. I don't know what we got going. It's like we're going into that. So we go into the rubies is the Leo there. That's the last of July into August. And garnets, again, the red. You know, rose quartz is also good. Onyx is a good one for Leos. Onyx is a very good stone for any purpose. If you were looking to ground or work with energy, get yourself an onyx. Now I have someone writing here. Brian Matone's writing in. I can't believe you guys are telling me that if I carry this stone around, it's going to help. But I tried this a couple of years, and all I did was got worn out Levi pockets. I don't understand what it means. I carry a hematite, I carry an onyx, and really nothing changed for me. Can you explain why nothing happened in my aura after I carried these stones for years?
Well, it's intention. A stone is just a facilitator. It's all about the intention that you have. Like, you really have to have faith and believe. And so whatever intention you have with that stone, and then keep the faith with it, that's what you're going to get. But remember, it isn't like poof, there's a car that suddenly appears in front of you or something like that. Sometimes they're just subtle things, you know, that, and that's what it is. And sometimes it takes a long time because timing is everything, too.
Very true. And I've got a lot of you guys writing in and going, Jethro, my stones are a little different than yours. That's okay. We don't have to share stones together. We know that, like, Virgo is coming up. I'm talking here the last of August into the first couple of weeks of September is the sapphire, also known to be really mystical. They say it's good to carry an agate if you're a Virgo. Diamonds are for Leos, moonstone for Cancer, amethyst is for Gemini, sapphire again for Taurus, and opal for Aries. So if you want that mystical, maybe you're a little bit different stone. Like me and Dina helping you, I always got one in every crowd. Jethro, I've got to tell you, you're talking about it. I know that Dina's a Libra, and she's very lucky, and I think she's an opal because of her way that she makes me always feel unique. And I have got to tell you, I'm 27 years old, and I find this very enthralling that every time I listen to the show, you guys teach me something. Thank you. Thank you for Kansas City. And I do like you. I know as a friend, I thank you. You told me this. I got to meet this individual. He was very impressed. He's telling me that Tom's to tell Dina that she's still the best.
Okay.
You also helped him with the relationship. About 2.5 years ago, Tom wrote in and was not so sure what he should do with the relationship. You told him to work with it. And happily, she is now, they've been married about 6 months.
Nice. That's very nice. Congratulations.
They were just helping people all over the world, Dina. We're looking at that, and I was saying Libra. Those of you know that Libra falls at the September last of it, in about the 22nd into October 22nd. And like I said, opal, sapphire, and jasper is the mystical stone they say really works best. Now, I'm saying they say because I do know if it really works with you, work with the stone. But some of these stones are unlucky. I am a Scorpio. Opals are not good for Scorpios, and I can testify to that. I'll tell you a story as we get to that. Scorpio, where to now, is October 23rd to November 21st, and it's known for the topaz, more of the winter stone, the citrine, and they say mystical stone good for us is a pearl because of the water sign. I've had people tease. I know that sometimes cultured pearls and things will do odd things when I'm in different places. Dina, do you have any stones that you've ever had? Like, I know that you raise energy. I can imagine what it's like to be in a rock store with you.
Yeah, that's difficult. It really is. Sometimes I'm like a kid in a candy store, and other times I'm like, oh boy, you know, like everything's swirling. So, there again, like I am a Libra and opal is my thing, but they say that opal is not good luck for a Libra unless it is gifted to them. Like you can't buy your own. I've said that before. It's kind of true. But anyway, when I'm in a rock store, I again, it's what stone I'm drawn to. I read they use, a lot of times during a rock show, you read, they have write-ups, what they mean, you know, what they're for. And there's all kinds of stones, like ones that we didn't even mention, because now there's like every hundreds of different kinds. So I read what they're for, and it jumps out at me, or it doesn't jump out at me. It hits your heart or hits your solar plexus. And when that happens, that's the one you have to go for in a rock store. Because even though, you know, the clear quartz is a transmitter for, you know, reading and energy, psychic energy and whatever, which I do use to read a lot with, you know, you can also use it for something else. And so that's why you have to, each one is different. Oh, and so I have probably 200 different kinds of stones. And each one has, when I do my healing work, sometimes I use stones. I use stones on my, like under the table, on the person. It depends if it has to go really deep. And it's to that person, whatever stone I think that person needs. I'm just lucky I hear it. I see it. They show it to me, which one to go with. So I would suggest the same. When you're in a rock store, whichever one that it feels right to you, pick it up, hold it, feel it. You got to feel it. And then that's the one you need for whatever it is, because it's all about intention.
I agree very much. And those of you tuning in, we're going to get to the last. I got them teasing you, Jessica. You forgot us. No, we haven't forgot you, Sagittarius. You're at the last of November into the first couple weeks of December, and yours is tourmaline, a wonderful crystal. It comes in a variety of colors. You know, I've had a lot of people tell me that they like to see a lot of adventure, and it's because of the fact that the rainbow tourmaline does real well with a lot of Sagittariuses. I've had other people tell me turquoise does real good with Sagittarius. So like just what Dina was saying, to pick a stone, make sure you go with that energy. You may have a rising that may affect that. Good example, I'm one of that small percentage of Scorpios who has a very high, fast rising. So that rising makes it different for me than other people. So some stones that resonate with others, they're okay with me, where the stone for my rising, Gemini, I do real well with Tiger. I love it. So those of you going on, we got last of December into the 1st of January, Capricorn, wild Capricorn, those caps. Here we go, ruby turquoise, strong, rich jewels. I have to tease my Capricorn friends. I had a friend told me, said, as long as it's valuable, it's her lucky stone. She said, we have always joked about the fact that usually a stone that you feel good with, and I agree with Dina, if you want to tell the sex of your stone, you don't look under its dress or third, no kidding. You look at the stone, you hold the stone in your dominant hand, the hand you write with, and you hold that stone and you feel the pulse of it. If it's moving and you're feeling it at a very strong, slower beat, they say that's also the male, stronger beat of that, whether the yin or the yang, you look at it, hold it, and if it goes fast, then it's more of the female balance of the stone and will resonate to them. So if you're looking for a protector, a masculine, a strong stone in that way, you would probably pick a male stone. If you're looking for a female nurturing stone, loving, working with compassion, healer can go either way depending on what you're looking to be healed. Going right along, we're into the last of January, into the 1st of February, the beautiful, loving of Valentine's Aquariuses. Aquariuses are really good and do well with a lot of aquamarine stones that work in that area. I have to change this. The people that sent me, I have a friend writing me, they're like, Jethro, I don't believe that. I have never had any luck with that. I am an Aquarius who loves garnet. Okay, so just go with it. Calm down. Nobody's pushing you. Pisces is at the last of the February into March. So you're looking at March 19th, 20th, 21st is Pisces, and we're back to the Aries again. And they do real well with amethyst, purple. They're known with ametrine, a combined sometimes of citrine and stones. Mix the stones together. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the luck of that. You know, and I also have a lot of ones going into the other part of it too, that as you're making sure that if you're doing it, you're going to enjoy the fact of it. So we've got a lot of you fans writing in. We've got a bunch of you guys asking questions. We're going to start grabbing a couple of the phones. We're going to give you a chance to talk, join the party, have a little bit of wild. We do ask, and I've got a lot of you guys asking me, Jethro, how is it different? Why is there different psychics, and why do you do this? Very simple. Me and Dina are both born with this gift. We came into this life, we had these abilities, and we've learned to enhance them. We found friends, we found people along the way who have other abilities. It's like, I had a friend tell me once, he said, Jethro, you know, you look at it so different. And I said, I do. I feel like that we're like superheroes. If I have a problem that I know in healing or medium or psychic, I can dial in one of my friends like Dina or Medium Patty, Magic Patty, and that's how you learn to do this. There's a good thing about it. I had someone ask me yesterday, they were enjoying the show, and they said, I love all of your psychics, but I just can't pick. I said, why do you think I have so many nights open? They're just great people. So please welcome you. We're ready to go here, Dina. We're going to give a few readings. They're going, Jethro, I've got to ask, before you do this, Dina, is it true that someone can hex my telephone? Because I've been waiting for a date for 3 weeks, and this man is not calling me. Now I find out that Larry's sister's into witchcraft, and according to the rumors around here, she can make things not happen. Is it possible that she's making the phone not ring, or is he just ditching me on? I don't know what that means. I guess not.
No. Is there a reason she don't like you? No.
Be nice.
I'm not into the witchcraft and the hexing. That would be Friday Patty night on Friday. But as far as that, I feel like that I really honestly feel that he's not in the frame of mind to call. That's what I'm hearing. He's just not in the frame of mind, not right now. Yeah, but there's something going on too. So I feel like that there's other things going on in his life, and he's just not sure what he wants, where he wants to go, what he's doing. So that's what I'm hearing. So just right now, that's just not happening. Jeff, what do you get out of that?
Oh, I feel that. I agree very much. And I feel like I think that Dina just told you that way. And I got to tease you that I have very strong sisters metaphysically, and I have a couple that they've teased to be a witch and a few other words. But what is really wild about it is if he really wanted to contact you, he would contact you. And I do see that. I do believe, like Patty, that there is people that do it in tan, but I feel that this is the same case that I agree with Dina. We love all you guys. We're going to grab some of those phones. Let's get ready to do a little wild here. How about 813? Would you like 813? How are you tonight?
Hey, Jethro and Patty. It's Kathy. How are you?
Kathy, great. We're glad to hear from you, you wild one. Have you been down there? I've been out in all over the cold part of the weather. You've been down in Florida going wild. I heard it that it's not too bad again.
No, today it was like in the 80s. But I was going to say, you guys are talking about luck. That's weird. I bought a big quartz, rose quartz today.
I love that. And Kathy's one of our regulars and one of our friends. I love you so much calling in. And I got to tell you, this is something that people will talk about too with individuals. Just picking up the phone puts me in a better mood. I'm a little superstitious with sometimes at nights when we're doing this, sometimes I'll feel the energy and it's like I didn't even realize that you were that number, which I love. But Kathy, I think you're one of our lucky charms. I know that you're a Jan fan. You're one of our friends. I know you've won a few times on here, and I think that's why, is because you put such a positive light out that I think it just comes back to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got this stone like to be healing. Like they said, the rose quartz was mainly healing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Dina, what else? I know it works with unconditional. Yeah, Dina, what else does it work besides unconditional love? I know that it gives balance to the heart chakra, but I'm not sure what else it can do.
The heart chakra, it's feminine. It's definitely feminine. And so it also balances out love, like if loving yourself and first and foremost, and loving others, or breaking, like if you're having an issue with someone in love, it helps to break down the barriers there. And it also is, it balances the male-female side, so say you're not feeling very feminine lately, it does that. It helps heal a broken heart, it works on that part, and also works on, as well as moonstone, rose quartz and moonstone together, works on female issues, female issues, and the reproductive system and female issues, so it helps with that too. So if you're having issues, say you're trying to get pregnant or whatever, that sort of thing. So,
no, I'm too old for that.
There's a lot that goes on with. Yeah, I figured that you weren't thinking about that. But no, but that's all the stuff that it does do. But really, it's just mostly about balancing you and loving yourself. For you, I'm feeling like that's a big key part of it, is that loving yourself and balancing that out. Yeah, and then Now you say you're going to use it for healing? Are you healing other people or just you?
Both, and I was going to say, and also it said it was for love also. I don't know if it was for attracting love, keeping love.
And that's what it does do all that. But before you can attract love and all that stuff, you have to balance your own love out. So that's what I'm feeling like it's just, I'm feeling like this stone is for you and to help other people. That's what I'm feeling.
I love it. And, you know, in the old healing school, you used to hold on to the pink, the unconditional love, and it also is good against the C word. It works against tumors, anything that's growing, because instead of green, which makes it grow, you work with the pink, and that unconditional holding that, manifesting that pink around will shrink it down. I've seen actual cases of healing done in Sedona where the person's took that and worked with it and helped someone who had a tumor, someone who's had a little bit of the cancer and some other things. It helps shrink it because that pink and that unconditional, it works really good with it.
Awesome. That's for sure.
Yeah. We love you, Kathy. We got to roll. You keep it staying. Please stay our fan. We can't wait to see you again.
Okay. All right. Take care, you too. Bye-bye.
Love you. We are going by. We're loving them. We're talking to them. They're running through the phones. We got people calling in from all over the world. 704, what are you doing, 704? It's like he's gone wild.
Hi, folks. This is Jennifer. How are you all doing tonight?
Great, Jennifer. It's good to hear you. What do you think? We're talking about lucky things. Do you believe in luck, or do you think that it's...
You know, I was thinking about that when I heard you mention the topic. I don't know. It's something that kind of comes to my mind here and there. I kind of feel like, I don't know, to a certain extent, I don't necessarily, because I feel like people do have a path, and I feel like the things that are supposed to happen to you do. But then, I mean, I haven't figured it out at all. But, I mean, there's definitely negative and positive energy, that is for sure. And I definitely do feel people are a product, can be a product of their experiences, which can affect that because we are linear beings. I don't know. I haven't really settled on if I do or not. I don't know.
It's all right, Jennifer. What have you got a question for me and Dina? Let's help you. I'm so glad you got back. I saw you on Facebook. I don't think I get to say hi too much. I'm real busy. I'm always like, hi, everyone.
Well, thank you. But, I had a question because I know I talked to you guys. I know Dina had mentioned about how if I didn't meet someone related to what I was supposed to be doing for the rest of my life by the end of last year, I guess kind of not be doing it. And I didn't meet anybody that I know of. So now I'm kind of like, well, what's going to happen to me? Am I just a lost soul out here? Am I doomed?
Oh.
I don't know. Beginning of the year, I felt kind of positive because I've tried. I really tried. It was really hard. I actually just ended the job I was doing on Friday, and I had such a hard time, you know, and I had a lot of battles that I fought, and, you know, and I stayed there, but I had to deal with just a lot of negativity from day one to the end, literally, from many angles, and that is a repeat of what happened to me kind of before. And so I've definitely been wondering about the luck thing, you know, because, you know, I wonder, like, what's happening to me, you know, it's just because I'm not a drama person at all, and usually I can avoid it, but it's just, it was a tight, small group, so it was really hard, you know, it was a very tough situation, but I survived it, and, you know, it's over now, it ended Friday, but yeah, but my main question was, you know, like, since I didn't, you know, nothing happened that I know of, like, what's going to happen to me? I'm just a lost soul. Am I just going to be doomed and miserable with my life? I don't know.
No.
So I'm concerned about that.
Do you know what do you have my little wonder help Jennifer? She's scared and she's scared.
Yeah, no, I feel like you're still, I feel like what you've been going through has been, is more like you're breaking that cycle. So even though you feel like you're still in it or was just in it, I feel like it's more about like, hitting the hardest part, you know, like they say, hitting rock bottom before you can come up. So I feel like it was hitting the hardest part. So you're kind of like breaking that cycle because almost like, okay, I've had enough. I'm done. I don't want any more of that. I've learned. Let's go, you know. So that's what I'm feeling. So that once you decide to climb up out of that, because here's the next step or the hardest part, is to climb up out of it, like, okay, I'm done. What can I do? What can I do to stop that? What can I do to change that? So this is all the stuff you're looking at right now, and a lot of clarity is going to come to you. So no, you're not just like lost out there in the abyss. So what I'm feeling is you're almost ready to have that turning point. And when that turning point comes, that's when you're going to see a lot of this stuff change. And because, you know, we can do, like, times are a tough thing, because timing, it depends on you, and it depends on you and your contract with, you know, the universe, or how fast you want it, or how slow you're going. So that's why timing is the hardest thing in this type of business, because it isn't just up to us. We all have free will, and what you contracted into this life to come do. So what I'm sensing is that you are, that was it. Like, that was the learning point. That was the, it's time to move forward, and it's up to you now. What do you want? You know, how do you want to go get it? Now then go get it, because from this point on, it's a little bit of work, but it's going to get a little bit, it's going to turn so that you can have better opportunities, is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
We love
so
you, Jennifer.
Stay with the music, though, or is that a no-go anymore?
What's that?
Am I supposed to stick with music or something else?
Stay with music? I hear to keep plugging away at it.
Me too.
Okay. Yeah, keep plugging away at it, definitely. Because if this is your turning point, and you've just been through some hard parts, that means that, okay, you know, I got it. Now I'm going to try harder. This is it, because now it's going to be where I need to go. So that means keep plugging away at it.
The Bluebird's very lucky for you, Jennifer. We love you, and I hope you had a good time. We got to roll. There's people pushing. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got to tell these people what's going wild, and it's us. Psyche's Gone Wild. It's Jethro and Dina going a little wild, grabbing people from the phones, having them calling. We've got people emailing in. Dina, I noticed that when I looked at your website, you had that look in your eye. Do you feel that sometimes there is such things as genie? Because I have always believed in them. Is it possible that someday I will find a genie that will make my husband get off the couch and help me with this housework? The man is never doing anything here but sitting around and gathering dust. I'm afraid someday he may just have to be moved with the furniture. Oh my gosh. Oh, I love it. Well, Dina, what do you think? Is there genies?
I think there is magic. You know, I do think there is magic, but the magic is what you create. So if you really believe that, okay, I know someday this will happen, and somehow just try different ways, you know, without getting frustrated or going back door, and just keep imagining it, like visualizing it, and keep visualizing it. And when you change your energy, and that it kind of changes his energy, and as long as you keep trying to manifest this, I'm telling you, I am a master at manifesting, and it's incredible. You'll see it change, and you will see it happen. That's why I do believe in, like, magic, because it does, the universe does hear you.
This one of our fans writing, this is Clarice writing in. She's like, Jethro, you ought to remember me. I met you in Colorado Springs and again in Red Feather. You were at the Shambhala, and I want to tease you. I've noticed through the years that you've gotten to be very much more excitable as I meet you. Thank you. I'm okay. I'm glad that we did. Okay, and I do have someone. We got to be warned you. She has a good uppercut, so we got to be really good. She's tougher than me, so we have to be good. And I actually am good. I love her dearly. But thank you for the compliment. That's very nice. I love that. 480, what do you know, 480?
Hey, guys, this is
Hello?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. Hello. How you been? It's good to hear from you. Great.
Good. Yeah, it's been a while. Hey, got a bunch of stuff going on. And I was just kind of, you know, things are falling into place into order, and just kind of wanted to get some insight on maybe, possibly a relationship coming up.
You want to take that, Jethro?
Excuse me. I'm the love doctor here. I love with my astrology, and the girls are going with energy. I do feel that there is something here happening, but they're telling me, Mike, that there has to be I don't feel it's a heart clearing of energy there, but I feel that there has to be the right energy. You're kind of what am I going to say? You're a businessman. Your mind is working in the left side, and I feel that you will have the relationship there when it's also ready. And there's a part of you that wants to have the relationship, but I feel there's another part of you still looking at and wanting your relationship relationship to be more of what you were looking for. And I feel that they're telling me that it's going to come around in April, which is not that far around the band, but they're telling me that it's going to be the last of April, and I see someone who likes to just laugh and kick up their heels, and you need someone that can teach you to laugh a little more. I feel like you're work, Mike.
Oh, that is absolutely true. And did you say mourn a relationship?
Mm-hmm. And that sadness is still there,
okay.
And that other part is there.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a relationship, but it was a friendship, and and it just kind of dissipated, so it was kind of disappointing.
And I'm proud of you to say that. See, now that's a strong man. That's a quality, what you said. And I've been fighting this for years. You know, when women have a relationship and they talk about the relationship, it's okay for them to say that with a friendship. But we as males do the same thing. And I love what you said there. It's a little different. I can tell you one of the most hurtful things, and especially as an individual who is gifted, is to see the potential in a relationship and see people just, you know, pardon the expression, piss it away or throw it away. I've had people that I've gotten in trouble in my day because I've went up and said, you know, I don't know if you realize it, but she really is all that. Or I had a guy that teased me because he came and I said, if you don't call her anymore and her mom comes to me and freaks me out in my dreams, I'm going to come over and knock you on the noggin. Because I'm like, this woman was doing it. And he's like, I don't understand what I'm doing. And I said, you know, it's so I can understand with a friendship. But if people don't give it that energy because of our free will, it's so sad those bridges could be burnt before they fully get built.
Right, right. And would you see the possibly chance of that Sarah reaching out again, or is it kaput?
I do feel it's a new one. I feel that it's really sad there with her, that I feel like something else has made her nervous, and they keep showing me her, like she's afraid to put her toes in or something. There's something about her really nervous of men.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, she's got issues, but I mean, I was cool with being a friend.
Oh, Mike, you rock. I want to wish you the best. I do see a different lady, but either way, call us and we'll put up some cards.
Cool.
And me and Dina do go for weddings. We do cake, food. We like parties.
All right, cart before the horse.
Okay. All right,
horse,
I'm a little nervous.
Horse before the cart.
If you see how he smoothly bachelored, brought that horse right back and cart right back into the trail, and is still riding on into the sunset. Thank you, Mike. I love you. Call again. You guys, we are having a wild night tonight. Me and Dina just doing friends, doing some talks, having some fun here. We've got a person writing, Jethro, I got to tell you, every time I listen to this show, Dina impresses me. My friend told me that I have a asp as a totem. Now, I'm not being kinky, but would it be proper to tell people that I have a snake that I can utilize to make their life better? Or is people going to slap me in this when I say I'm a snake? Talk to me about this before I bring it up. I'm 26 years old. I'm a little nervous to this lifestyle. What should I talk about? Snake or no snake, Dina?
That's a touchy subject, Nick, because a lot of people aren't into totems and this and that. But a snake, really, as much as I don't like them in real life, they're good luck. You know, they can go into a figure eight, which is eternity, you know, and infinity or whatever you want to call that. And so on the totems, they actually bring good luck. And because they always shed old skin and create new ones as well. So it's a good thing, but, you know, that it's something you're going to have to feel in your gut and feel out. And depends. If your friends are open to type of work, absolutely, they'll understand it. But then you'll have a lot of friends who aren't open to this type of work, and they'll just look at you like you got two heads.
Or, you know, and I got to tease you guys now, if you tell me that your sister's Cleopatra or you were the great Anthony, I do, and I am going to say this, and you're going to laugh. After I said that, in the next breath, I'm going to tell you I was a pharaoh, and I know everybody says that. There is different energies to prove this stuff with your past life. Please get with one of us. Get with a hypnotherapist. We're having some good times. We are going to be doing some prizes, you guys, and you're going to be loving it. We're trying to get together a fair. We're going to do a fair in Tampa, Florida. All of you fans that have asked for it, you've wanted it. We're working on it now. It's in the means. We're looking at a May day and a June day, so you guys can come to the fairs, meet the real live Jan Bach Drakey. Dina Flanagan, Psychic Jethro, Chris, Intuitive Chris will be there. It's going to be fun. We're trying to right now secretly get Angie Mitchell. She doesn't know it yet, but we've put a little bit of a positive energy out there, and we're working on it. I am friends of her husband, so you never know. Magic can happen. So we're trying to get all these people together to just have a fun Psychic's Gone Wild. Wouldn't you like to see Lori C. in Florida being wild down there with the shells? I know I would. I've got to tell you, she makes me laugh when I need to. Speaking of, those of you tuning in, tomorrow night they'll be here Thursday night, 8 o'clock. We've got Patty Negri Friday and Kimberly Ward. So definitely you guys get in contact with us. We're always here. Psyche's Gone Wild. Dina, we've got a couple of friends writing here. Dina, I've always noticed that in most of your pictures you wear blue. It's very lucky for me, and I had listened to the show, and when Jethro got embarrassed with Patty over her blue panties, it made me laugh so much. Is it true? Do you wear blue, and is it blue panties lucky for you or not? Just a curious guy. Okay.
Do I have to keep it clean, Jethro?
No, you can be Dina.
Well, first of all, I love blue. Blue has always been my color. Always, always. Talk about luck. Talk about the lucky thing. Blue is my lucky color, and I have blue eyes. So, it to me, I just like wearing blue. But as far as panties go, I don't wear any. I don't have a lucky color panties. I would rather go commando, but, you know. But I do wear blue, you know, like a lot of blue. Tops and scarves and earrings and whatever else. I love blue. To me, when I like basking in blue is like basking in a blue sky or a nice deep blue sea or, you know, the lake or the ocean, whatever. And it's so serene and soothing to me.
See, now you're like that. I could see you out there doing this nature stuff with Lori C. And I'm going to get Jan Bachdrake. We're going to go to the casino. We're going to be doing blackjack. Because I got to tell you, she's going to teach me to do this. Those of you, I'm letting out a secret. She lives in, you know, Vegas. I love her dearly. She's our Jan Bachdrake, our sweetheart. But she's going to teach me that, and we're going to have a blast. I am having fun. I hope you guys are, too. This is Psychic's Gone Wild with Jethro Smith and Dina Flanagan, both certified American psychics. We've been giving away a little bit of stuff, a little fun talking to you. Why do we do this? We want to get to know you. You're getting to know what kind of a psychic. I take pride in my customers. I can tell you Dina does too. I've never in all of my years had met such a positive individual. And I've done this quite a few years. You know, it isn't my first, you know, post-Sweeties day here. So to have someone here like Dina is just an honor. I've got a lot of you guys writing in. I love Dina. And now you guys, we let the secret out. A lot of times I do. I've always tried to like curb Dina, and we've made up our agreement. I hope you guys are ready because we're pulling the curbing off of Dina. She's going to be Dina for all 100%. So all of you guys that are all excited. Oh, my gosh. We got the right man. We got New York. And I was like, now we're talking. Yes, you guys are right. Dina is an honorary one, but a fun one. And those of you tuning in, we're just enjoying ourselves. And I hope you are, too. I do apologize to Agnes and Tara. I know that you thought this was a physics class. No, it's a psychic class. And so we're going to head you over to the other part of Blog Talk and get you over with the physics. But they are over there, and I know they're having fun. Please, Lawrence Montana, I do understand very little Spanish, but what you're saying is never going to happen unless you can magically change yourself. That's a little scary. I think that's a little odd, and I'd worry about you at the fruit stand. There's other people that are writing me stuff that we're not going there. Jethro's not stepping out into wildlife. I do get red, and we laugh, but I'm a little bit of a youngin', so we're going to tease you a little bit there. And it's just that I just a little bit, I guess it's because my mind thinks wilder than what we do. And they're like, Dina, way to go. You turned Jethro red. Don't you mess with Dina. We got that again from Chicago. Everybody's leaving Dina alone. Dina has her own mafia family in Chicago, and they love her dearly. They've been with us for about 2.5 years, and whatever Dina does says goes, is what they told me. Or they will steal my pizza, and nobody wants to steal my pizza, so I'm good. Live, you came on. You're on Psyche's Gone Wild, and you're on Skype. Would you like to talk live?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, how are you?
Hi, Jethro.
This is Lori C. This is from Thursday, the Wild Nature Girl. I knew she'd sneak in here. We start talking about camping and shells and gardening, and here she comes wild, and you've probably got some parsley in her back pocket or some scary garlic or something. Lori, what is lucky to you? Me and Dina have been sitting here talking. I know you're out in the garden. Do you believe flowers are lucky? Or?
Yeah, plants in general and birds. I get lots of bluebirds. I have a lot of things I think's lucky. I carry around clear quartz for luck for me. So, Yeah, I don't see too many four-leaf clovers. I don't get on my hands and knees crawling through the grass to find that. But yeah, yeah, plants are green, so they are lucky. Yep.
I think our wild one here has one. Don't you, Dina? Don't you have a four-leaf clover?
I do.
You probably went out, got it out there in Maine under the snowstorm and the polar bear.
I did. We used to do that all the time when we were younger. But my mom would be like, go out and look for four-leaf clovers. It'd keep us busy for hours. Well, I actually found a few.
I could see you doing it. It's like, this is the wild. Lori, we love you. Those of you tuning in, this is Lori Connell and Dina Flanagan, Jethro Smith. We're here being a little wild for you, having a little bit of a party. I hope you're enjoying yourself. I got to ask you, this is Brian McCartney. He's writing in. Jethro, I have a really scary thing to talk to you. It's very unlucky with 54 with me. 54 is when my father passed. 54 is the car that hit me. 54 is probably most of the class and the number I think that didn't like me. Is there something about 54? Help me, Dina and Jethro, tell me why 54 is scary in my life.
Isn't that a movie, Car 54?
I think so. And I got to tell you, it turned into a 9. 5 and 4 is a 9. 9 is a power number. It's a Scorpio number, and I look for it because of my Scorpio. So you've got to turn that around, and if it is an energy, it doesn't hurt to be aware of patterns. I do see what you're saying, like you've had a pattern. You sound like you've been hit by a car, and my deepest sympathy, I've been in a car wreck. It's not a pleasant thing. Looking at the energy and what you're having, I would say that this is a time for you to be able to watch that and turn into an energy. And we make sure, because you've been listening to all of our manifestors and people, I know that I had a friend who swore, now having a black cat is lucky. I've owned black cats. I know people don't even believe it at all, but I do believe. And I'll tell you that my cat, his name was Monjour, was the coolest cat, and he was so good luck for me. He was brought to me in an odd way. I do know that other people were nervous of him, but he was the coolest one. I had a bird. He never attacked the bird. He was very friendly. He, unfortunately, did think he was a little bit of a dog, and he tried to run off the neighbor dog, and eventually the neighbor dog got tired of him, and I had to keep him in the house because, you know, afraid he's going to hurt the cat. But he was very, very protective of me. So I at that time, I will tell you, there was a little bit of silliness and people had done. So I overcome that. So that's how I would suggest to you. I would say to find things around it. No, I don't want you to go stay in the 54th floor of the crazy hotel, because something might happen, then you're going to confirm it. I want you to not look for it. I want you to break it. I want you to look it in the fear of face and respect, but to let it go. Does that make sense to you? Okay. He's writing here, he's writing down, Jethro, you always make me feel better. I got to tell you, my brother has a crush on Dina for years, but now we've got a new one, and it's Angie Mitchell. She is the nicest person that we've talked to. I was so sad to find out she's married, but if she has any sisters, please tell them that we're waiting over here in Georgia. I'll let her know. I think she does, but I think her sister's married too. But thank you, guys. That's very nice. We, you know, Andy's a sweetheart, and you know, I think everybody is. I don't think we have an unsweetheart. We haven't got the cranky girls yet. We'll let you in on that when we bring them in next week. No, kidding, just kidding. We wouldn't tell them, Lori, that we know people who might not be as happy as us.
Okay.
Where's Lori? Is she still with us?
Still here.
Oh my God. Oh, good. I thought somebody grabbed our Lori. I'm like, we're watching Keith and Angie's back.
No,
they're grabbing the nature girl.
She was four-leaf clovers.
I love it. 253. What about you, 253? It's Psyche's Gone Wild. Is 253 on? Hello? Oh, no. They took our 253. We're sorry. If you're ordering, I would like a little bit of crispy chicken with a little bit of sliced fry, maybe a coleslaw. But we just kidding. 720, what are you doing? Exactly. How are you, 720? Boy, there we've got a lot of shy ones tonight. That's okay. We're going to take just a second here. It's Jethro Lori. We've got a bunch of emails. Dina, is it true that if I were to make love with my girlfriend on the full moon at the seventh day of the month, I could actually have all of her love? Because she told me that she does not commit to me because I'm not into this. Well, I'm going to surprise her, because I understand that if I do this, I will have her as my own complete love.
Wow. Well, it certainly can't hurt.
Just
don't tell her what you're doing.
Just surround. love it, dude. Now that took the award for the funniest one. I gotta, and as on the male point of view, I gotta ask you, what have you been reading? I gotta tell you, I've made love on the seventh day and the moon and everything else. No one's completely, and what's the fun about it? You don't want her completely enthralled. You want to always have that little bit of mystery. Look at the fact, and I'm glad you're becoming involved in this, but not just to get your girlfriend's intent. Become spiritually involved in this. I love Dina's idea. It can't hurt. But I also think you might want to try some other things like Tantra. There's something there. You want to be involved in this. Tantra is a way to open your energy, to make love to your mate, to be completely as one. Have you had all the multiple orgasms? Have you went out and done each of your chakras? There's a way to become, what would you say, soulmates, partners, real lovers. Now, there's other individuals who think that they should actually not do making love, and it makes them more stronger. I feel sorry for those souls, and we wish them the best, but, you know, like, there are people who do not, what we're going to say, Dina, they don't consummate with it. Now, they feel it's very unlucky to be in someone else's energy, and if they feel a little tainted if they've been close to another one. So they keep their energy, they store their energy, they become usually very celibate, and they raise this energy. I have heard a lot of conflict from this, that the opinion now is that when a psychic or a medium does that, they're saying that it's not good for a psychic to not experience only one lover or no lovers, because their energy becomes so ethereal that they're not able to deal with the reality of now. What do you feel about that, Dina? That's a big topic in the psyche.
We're going to go into dangerous territory here.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, I certainly had a lot more than one or two. So.
You dated more than one man?
Yes, I have.
That's cheesy, Dina.
I feel like that you really have to now. I went through a phase where I had to date, you know, every sign of the zodiac. I had, you know, I had, and I, you know, just things like this. And so, what, it doesn't matter. All it matters is you really have to, like Jethro says, become one. Like, you, if you really just put all your energy, focus your energy into that, you can really, you know, combine your energies, and when you do that, it's just totally, totally amazing. But you know, you both kind of have to be on the same page for that, and you've just become one in that department, and it's totally amazing. But I mean, I've had mostly non-psychic people, so it is difficult. You know, there's not a lot of men that are into spiritual and psychic and stuff like that. So it really does become difficult, because it's like they're like, you know, looking at you like, you know, well, what are you doing? So I don't know. I mean, everybody's different.
We're talking a very dear, very intense subject, and all the other psychics all jumped off the phone. We were going to have a party. We're down to the last few minutes, and they went, oh, my God, Jethro and Dina, open the door. Lori, you're the lovely friend that's with us. What is your opinion on that? Should we have intimacy or save ourselves for that only one?
Good question. Wow. I don't know. I think that depends on the energy of the person. if you have high energy, I say go for many. You know?
Dina, we
wow.
Oh my God. Oh no, we missed it. We have Angie somewhere down in the queue. We've got so many people, we didn't get to speak with her or Andrea. We love you, Andrea Johnson. You rock. I know you're out there, and there's people writing, this subject is getting out of the hand. Would you control yourself? I didn't get to talk, Jethro. I want to tell you what's going on with my sex life. Okay, Anera, I don't think we want to go there. You're scaring Jethro. Well, if it's lucky for you or unlucky, we know that the energy's out there, and we want to talk to you about it. This is the rest of the month. Please be letting us know at psychicstonewall.com. I'm going to pull a name here. The winner of is Jared Jackson III, and you have won from Alabama a half-an-hour reading by Psychic Jethro. You've also won a pair of earrings from Blue Moon Treasures. Remember, 114 9th, Northdale Mabry. We're going to have an opening there on the 19th. Come in, Blue Moon Treasures, all the stone psychic stuff that you can handle in Tampa, Florida. There's our sponsor. Dina, I love you. Lori, you rock. We'll see. We'll be talking to you tomorrow night, Thursday. Everybody tune in when Lori and Angie go wilder than wild. And Dina, what do you want to tell them before they push us out that door?
Have a fantastic week, and everybody remember that, at least from my neck of the woods, that spring is coming.
Love it. I've had a good time, Dina, as always. You're the most fun. We got people right at home. Oh, my God, this is the sizzler. Yes, this is an adult show, so don't complain to me if you got scared or anything. Oh, you didn't get scared. You liked it and want more of it. Okay, well, that's the way we do it.
Oh.